constant surprise. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Jesus the vine, we are the branches. Life in the Spirit, the fruit of the tree. Heaven to earth, Christ to the people. Gift of the future now flowing to me. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Weeping be gone, sorrow be silent, death put asunder and Easter is bright. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
And cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions.
And my sin is ever before me.
Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
So that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment.
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity.
And in sin did my mother conceive me.
Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being.
and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Let me hear joy and gladness.
Let the bones that you have broken rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray, O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday after Easter, or of Easter, is from Ezekiel chapter 36, beginning at verse 22. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you the heart of stone from your flesh, and will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated. Thank you. Get your chair. Good job. Good job, you got your chair. Thanks for doing that. Did you strain your arm? Are you okay?
No, sometimes when it hurts the little, it had to go up and down.
Up and down to exercise it? Yeah. That's a good idea. Was the chair too heavy or was it okay?
It's okay.
It's okay, okay. Today we're going to talk about erasers. Okay. Erasers. This is an interesting, it looks like a pen, this one, but it's not. It's just a giant eraser. Look at that. It's all eraser. It's all eraser. Goes in and out. Do you know what an eraser is for?
Yeah.
What is it for?
Erasing.
Erasings. That's right. So, Barrett, I'm going to spell your name, okay? With this pencil. All right? If I could just do your first name, is that okay? It's okay. Okay.
B-A-R-R-E-T-T.
B-A-R-R-E-T-T. Oh, no! I made a mistake.
What? No, the E has...
There's a missing an R. It's R-R, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm missing an R. Whoops, I better get an eraser. I'll erase that, okay? I'm gonna make it right. See? Oh, erase the E and the TT. Pretty much gone. Now, what? Say it again. B A
R
R E T D. Oh!
T.
Oh! Sorry. Gotta erase that D. That's not right.
What is it? D and my daddy's name.
Yeah, that's right, but not yours. There. Is that right?
Yeah, but in my Latin name, I think there was a D in my Latin name.
Oh, there's a D in your last name, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know, okay. This eraser helped me take away the mistakes. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It took away the mistakes, and I was able to start again. And there I got your name right.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that Jesus forgives our sins, our mistakes in life, the bad things we do. Jesus erases them. And then we can start again and try to do what he wants us to do again. So you think about that. An eraser takes away mistakes that we make with a pencil. Jesus takes away our sins, the mistakes we made in life, and gone, and we can get it right. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me.
Thank you for
forgiving me.
And taking away my mistakes.
Please bless my family.
In your name I pray.
Amen. All right, you want that one with your name?
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you for helping. And you want a pencil? I'm going to give you a pencil, too, with an eraser. But you're going to have to sharpen it or something. There's no lead there. Okay.
But we don't have a
sharpener. Yeah, there is one. That's a project for you. Okay. Use your muscles again. Good job, Barrett. Thank you. We sing the sermon hymn. If you like to follow along, the little sermon notes and fill in blanks, that was on one side of that half sheet for today's sermon, which is based on that reading from 1 Peter chapter 4. I reread verse 7 and 8. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love erases mistake after mistake after mistake. And it is, firstly, that love of God in Christ Jesus to us, who erases our sins, gives us a fresh start each time. Each time we confess our sins to God our Father, He forgives us. It is a fresh start always. This reading from Peter struck me in a number of ways. There's so many advices and directions for Christian living that apply to us, Christians of all ages, but certainly us today in our age, in our lives. We remember the conditions of Peter. He was a leader, a recognized leader of the disciple. And oftentimes he's quoted in the Gospels, saying up something, speaking up. And yet, it's also very clear in the Gospels, he's a sinner. He's a leader and a sinner. He knows what he's talking about. He himself has sinned against our Lord Jesus, as recorded in his betrayal, his denial of Jesus, and other sins he committed. But yet, he was a chosen apostle, forgiven by Christ, appointed by Christ to lead the church, to teach, to write two epistles that we have, 1st and 2nd Peter. And later in his life, he was a leader who took care of suffering Christians. And he himself suffered. Jesus prophesied at the end of John that Peter would go to a place he did not want to go, and he would have his arms stretched out. It was a prophecy speaking of Peter's death, of a death on a cross. And indeed, Peter did die on a cross, according to writing of the early church fathers, and even he told his persecutors to nail him upside down, hanging upside down on a cross, because he was not worthy to die in the same way as Jesus died. And the time of Peter, in the 60s AD, towards the end of his life, there was a lot of persecution in the church. And he writes the church these words to those people in those days: you are going through trials in a fiery time. And that is the situation they found themselves in. Persecuted in some areas of the Roman Empire, persecuted by the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem and other places, persecuted by the Roman Empire, the powerful Roman Empire. And so Peter writes to these Christians who are sometimes running away from persecution, trying to find a place to live, trying to find work, suffering for the name of Jesus. He writes them. And as I looked at this passage, you could divide it differently, but this seemed to be a good way to understand it, the parts of the divisions I have there. In all conditions, whatever's happening in our life, we live as a child of God. And what does Peter say? He says, always be ready for Jesus to return in glory. Always be ready for him to return. If we're ready for him to return in glory, well, we're ready for our own death. Peter himself was expecting Jesus to come with glory and power, and so has the church for 2,000 years. But we're ready. Always ready. And continuing to worship and pray. It's interesting, he says there in verse 7, therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. For the sake of your prayers. Be sober-minded and self-controlled. Have your mind set, not going off here and there and following this, but have it set, sober-minded, self-controlled, for the sake of your prayers. And we're talking about there, for the sake of your worship, because it would pray at worship. For the sake of your worship and prayers, keep sober-minded, so that we're not off wild, worrying about this and worrying about that and forgetting all about church, but rather for the sake of your worship and prayers, keep level-headed, sober-minded. He says, we should love one another earnestly. Love covers a multitude of sins. We love one another despite our sins. We sin against each other and against God many times. My wife will tell you, I am not the holy, perfect human being that has no sins on my own. I have sins. My children will tell you that too.
But in Jesus, they are forgiven. And so Peter is telling the Christians, love one another, forgive one another. You're all forgiven in Christ. So love one another in that way. Forgive one another in that way. As you're waiting for Jesus to come, love one another. This covers a multitude of sins. And he talks there about giving hospitality to one another without grumbling, taking care of one another without grumbling. If the situation they were finding themselves in was there were scattered Christians, many were driven out of Jerusalem or where there were strongholds of Jewish leaders against Christ, against Christians, and some of them, they had to leave their homes, leave their businesses, leave their farms, and they had to go to new places. Where would they go for safety? Who could they trust? Fellow Christians. He talks about the hospitality there to give to fellow Christians who are in trouble. And don't grumble about it. But rather know that God is the one who takes care of us, so we will also take care of one another in Christ. So even in the time of suffering, even in the time of persecution, take care of one another. Have hospitality for one another. And without grumbling. With those directions and advice from Peter, then he also speaks about using the gifts that God has given to each one of us, different to each of us. And he doesn't have a long list there, but it is comprehensive. It covers a lot. He says to, as each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace, various gifts to different people. He says in verse 11, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God. If you're a teacher, if you're a speaker of God's word, then speak as the oracles of God. Let it be, let it come out. Be a blessing to others. And he says there, continuing, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. Now that serves covers a lot of things. There's other lists in Scripture of how we serve one another. But what's powerful right here in the general term, serve one another, he says, as one who serves by the strength of God. When we serve one another, it is the strength of God in us doing that. Peter reminds us. There are times in our Christian life when we are physically weak, when we are very tired in our mind. Sometimes you're too tired, you can hardly think, you just need to rest. And you need to rest. Peter's reminding us, remember, the strength of God is in you, so don't be afraid. We can serve one another with our different gifts, and that is the strength of God coming through us. He says that we're doing all this in verse 11, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. In all these things, we're glorifying God in the name of Jesus. That next little section there, verses 12, 13, and 14, is just summarized very quickly in that last point. Don't be surprised at trials and sufferings and insults for the sake of Jesus. He's telling the Christians he is writing to at his time, so we shouldn't be surprised at this. When we suffer for the name of Christ, when we're insulted for the name of Christ, when we have trials, this is going to happen. It happened to Jesus himself. Jesus himself said, if they have done this to me, so they will also do it to you. But rather, he says, Peter says there, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. those sufferings as insults, those trials that we have in the name of Christ, it shows that we are Christ. For somebody has recognized Christ in us, and that unbeliever wants to persecute us for one reason or another, but he has seen Christ in us. And that is a blessing, that we would be seen as a Christian. That person is a Christian. That person is different. That person goes to church. That person loves people, and I know he's a Christian. This is a blessing to be recognized as a Christian. That last verse there, and in the Bible classes, both in Luke and in Acts, as we go through verses, verse by verse, it amazes me anew how many times that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, is mentioned. It's mentioned in verse 14 again, the Trinity, that last verse in that reading, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, there's a Son, you are blessed because the Spirit, Holy Spirit of glory, and of God, God the Father, rests upon you. The Trinity blesses. Even if we're insulted for the name of Christ, Peter says, if you're insulted for the name of Christ, the Spirit of glory and of God the Father rests on you. The whole Trinity is in our lives. God knows what we go through each day or each year or each part of our life. And he calls us to be ready to worship him, to love one another, and to take care of one another. He knows. He knows. So whatever we might be facing, keep praying, keep worshiping, keep loving one another, keep taking care of each other without the grumbling. Ask for forgiveness when you do grumble. And we are ready for Jesus. We are ready. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that you have made us your sons and daughters in Jesus Christ. Thank you for these teachings from St. Peter. Help us to think about them and how they apply in our lives. And help us not to lose faith, whatever's happening, that we may not lose faith in Jesus, but even our faith may be so strong that people would recognize us as Christians. We thank you for all these things you're doing for us. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible
and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
hosts, your Son, Jesus Christ, our King of glory, now stands with you, uplifted in triumph far above the heavens. Leave us not without consolation, but send us always the Spirit of your truth, according to his promises. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen your holy church to bear witness to your Son, to bear persecution, and to live in the confidence that if you are for us, nothing can separate us from you. Strengthen the ministers of your holy church. Send laborers into your harvest, and sustain those you have sent. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you have given boldness to your children through the resurrection of your Son from the dead. Free us from the fear of the world, its temptations, its ways, and its power, and fix our eyes on Christ alone, that we may be faithful to him even to death as we anticipate the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Praising your Son's resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. We pray especially for Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Sue, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, David, Don, Denny, Ruby, Barb, Darlene, Jeff, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, Pastor Berlin. And we give thanks for the birth of Theodore James Knopp. Graciously receive our prayers for the sake of Christ's eternal intercession on our behalf. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, since your Son has ascended on high and is seated at the right hand of your majesty, comfort your church. Assure us that he fills all things. So in his supper, he is surely present with us, according to his promise for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that through your Holy Spirit, you have appointed us to bear witness to your dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Since the world cannot endure this testimony and persecutes us in every way, encourage and comfort us, we implore you, that we would not be offended by these crosses, but continue steadfast in your testimony and be found always among those who know you and your Son until we obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The congregation remains standing as the offerings are brought forward. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the resources, the blessings, the sustenance you provide for us every day of our lives. We ask you to receive these gifts for your glory and for your work. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples, and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partners of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you've created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take, eat the true body of Jesus, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Christ given for you.
Hallelujah.
Take drink the very blood of Jesus Christ shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you.
Upon the sky.
Take and drink the very blood of Jesus Christ shed for the forgiveness of your sins.
Hallelujah.
Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
This is his glorious triumph day. Alleluia. 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 To them the
welcome to the table of the Lord.
Angels cry,
take, eat the true body of Jesus, which is given for you. Take and eat the true body of Jesus Christ. Given for you. Take and eat
Alleluia.
The very body of Jesus, which is given for you.
This
take, drink
Savior,
the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of
this
your sins.
Is his glorious
take and drink the blood
day.
Of Jesus, which is shed for you.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Jesus, which is given for
you.
Take and drink the very blood of Jesus, which is shed for you.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Thou thy servant depart thee in peace according.
my salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning,
I add an additional prayer of thanksgiving before I read the closing collect. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that you have brought us and are bringing us through this time of pandemic in which we've had to change things according to our government and good directions and medical advice. And in all these times of changes, we give you thanks you have never left us. You have never forsaken us. You have continued to give us your word and sacrament. And as we close this communion, this time of using this special table for time of infectious disease, we ask you to bless us and protect us and guide us moving forwards, that we may continue to be your faithful sons and daughters, trusting and believing on your Son, Jesus Christ, and bearing witness to all by the power of the Holy Spirit that the Savior has come and forgiven our sins and will come again. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise and thanks. Oh, we pray. Oh God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Teach me to grace, how great a debt.
above.